Everyone, welcome back to our Dear Guitar Industry video series. Now I'm sitting on a creaky chair here, so you may hear some creaks in the background. I'm going to try to sit very, very still because I've got the microphone and the camera and all those good things. But we've got to get some new stools in this in the studio here. Brian Porter here. Thank you guys so much for, again, watching this series or listening to this series on a podcast. Maybe you're doing some yard work and you want to hear some rants on the guitar industry or thoughts on the guitar industry. That's what we're doing here with the Dear Guitar Industry series. So thank you guys for watching. I'm going to plug our pickup chooser really fast. I do this, try to do this in each episode, but this is really the heart of what we are about at Porter Pickups, is helping you find the right set of pickups for your guitar. So it's a simple form you can fill out. Look for the pickup chooser tab at the homepage of porterpickups.com. Fill that out, and that gives us a chance to recommend you a set of pickups, whether it's for your Strat or your Tele or your Les Paul or PRS, whatever you might have, and you just don't like the sound. Describe what you don't like about the sound, and we'll match you up with something that will improve the sound and make it better. So check it out, no obligation. The links will be below, both in the YouTube video and then on the podcast link page as well. So wherever you're finding this, thank you guys so much for listening. We've been diving back into this. Hopefully you're enjoying this series. You can always send some feedback at info@porterpickups.com if you have a subject you'd like us to cover, if you have some feedback for us. Well, I wish you did this differently, or I'd love to see this kind of format. Let me know. I'd love to have those discussions. And Marco will be joining me on some of these as well. But from time to time, I'll just sit down and turn the camera on and hit record on the old audio interface and record a couple of these in a row, just kind of to be releasing over time. We want to get a couple of these out a week if we can, just depending on how the week goes and how everything goes. Currently, Marco is stuck in Salt Lake City. Went to down there to do some band rehearsal stuff and try to make his way back here. So I'm flying solo in the studio here today. But we'll get him on the videos very soon. All right. So today's topic, I'm gonna look down at a couple notes here. This is the Guitar Forum Guy topic. What do you think about guitar forums? Again, our YouTube page is going to be the hub of the discussion on this, and I do want some interaction from you guys, anyone that's willing to kind of share their opinions on the guitar forums. Maybe you go to the guitar forums a lot. Maybe you don't go to the guitar forums. Why don't you go to the guitar forums? What do you like and dislike about the guitar forums? So I'm going to talk about the guitar forums in our podcast, which we are trying to keep less than 10 minutes. I don't want to waste your time. I want you to just to enjoy the content and try to jump in and listen to what we're doing here. So guitar forums, my thoughts on guitar forums, helpful and not helpful. Those are the two words that come straight to mind. I mean, me being in the pickup industry, I'll see a lot of people say, what pickup should I get? And then they get 40 suggestions. And the poor guy who suggests it is just as confused. There's also a lot of very strong opinions. If that surprises you, I'm also equally surprised, I guess, because if you've been on a guitar forum for more than 10 minutes, you can see some pretty strong opinions about everything. You know, there's the gear page, which I frequent quite a bit on the gear page. I kind of just browse and see what people are talking about. I like to find small builders on there, people that either that we work with or that we might work with, and just like to see what people are building. There's a section called small company luthiers on the gear page that I frequent quite a bit. You know, I love seeing what people are creating and building. So that's a good side of forums. Maybe you can go and search a specific guitar that you're looking for. It's like, oh, what do people think about the new PRS that's out? What do people think about these limited edition Strat that's out? And you can kind of go find some opinions. The problem is sometimes there is all sorts of opinions, and so you're left a little bit more confused than you should be. Sometimes you're wading through a sea of strangers' opinions about a certain piece of gear. And in my case, sometimes I've seen opinions about stuff that I think is, like, I don't know if that's right. You know, they say, oh, this is the worst guitar ever made. People get really, really worked up, and maybe they're fighting off fanboys of certain brands, you know, like the PRS guy or the Gibson guy is defending Gibson, and people are like, oh, Gibson's terrible. And other people are like, well, I don't really mind Gibson, but I'm not going to spend the money on it. Versus something else. And so you're trying to wade through all this stuff. And so I would say just tread lightly in the guitar forums. If you've never dived into the guitar forums, there's forums for Strat players, just for Tele players. There's general forums, there's Les Paul forums, there's seven string forums. There's, I mean, it's an endless sea. So I would say less is more. Find some forums that work for you. The other good thing about some of the forums is there's kind of a buy, sell, trade section on many of them. And so on the gear page, I've actually acquired several guitars and they've been very smooth transactions. I've gotten some really good deals on guitars. I've worked out trades with people where maybe locally I can't find some people that are willing to do the trade that I want. I'm able to put my gear out there and kind of showcase it. And obviously as a company owner, I can post helpful things. If people have questions about pickups or wiring, I can help them and maybe they'll click on my link at some point. So those are the good things about forums. And I see a lot of good things. And then I see a lot of just rough things, you know, like sometimes there's kind of clicks within the forums. If you've been around long enough, you see different opinions about different things. And, you know, certain people seem to have the ability to form stronger opinions than others. And then you've of course got the fights and the, you know, the back and forth about different topics. Some people get triggered and they are just firing off all sorts of insults on another person. And you kind of get, you're like, I'm just here to learn about this new pedal that came out, and people are just going crazy. So it can be like a little bit of the Wild West, a little bit of you know, I think of like, you know, when the food comes in the fish tank and all the fish are like, you know, everyone's just jumping around and just sharing information on topics. And sometimes you kind of have to pull away from it just to actually get the thing that you're looking for. But it's a lot of fun. It's an interesting way to have a community and a guitar community online with people across the world. There's people that I've known from forums that have come to the shop and they've heard about us and they've come to the shop and they've checked it out when they're in town. And so that's a good part of forums. There's definitely days where I feel like, oh man, this is all negative in this forum today. There's just some hot button topic. A lot of people use forums to blast small builder companies, which I think is probably a good thing at the end of the day where, hey, this company didn't deliver. I paid them and they didn't deliver. Anyone else having this problem? And then people just start jumping in, and that actually gives other people maybe the reason to avoid that company. In the pickup world, I've seen a lot of people say, well, why are these guys takes forever to get my order out? And I'm thinking, man, we're usually 2 weeks or less on any order that we get. And I'm seeing these companies taking all these people's money, and they're like 6 or 8 months until they deliver their pickup set. So I can't understand that. And sometimes you want to jump in and say, well, hey, if you want your stuff, you actually want it and you actually want it quickly, maybe consider coming and talking to us. But that's sort of as a company owner, I want to tread lightly on that thing. I don't want to spam the Porter products all over that, but I do want to be helpful and meet other people online that can get to know who we are and what we do. So forums, that's a crazy topic. Would love to have your thoughts down below. What do you think about guitar forums? Like go as deep as you want to go, or as harsh or as positive as you want to go. I just love to hear your thoughts on guitar forums. And do you avoid them altogether? Are you too obsessed with them? Maybe you need to stop and play guitar like we all need to do more of. Let me know in the comments on the YouTube channel. Thank you guys so much for watching this Dear Guitar video series. It's been a lot of fun to just put this out there. And I'm definitely not a rant type person, but I love to kind of share some behind the curtain stuff in the gear industry and just kind of my thoughts as a company owner trying to sell products and trying to represent our brand and all the things that we try to do. So that is today's topic, the forum guys. What do you guys think about this? And let me know in the comments below. Thanks so much.